my gosh, you guys, I have to say, it was nice to have the break. It was a little nice, however, comma. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back with you guys. Talk about the most important news of the day. The most important being that Ninja Steel ain't coming back till August.
Yay. That is the real break.
Oh man, I mean, listen, we've talked about this before that we are glad to have the break, and we're at a crossroads of with Ninja Steel. So
Is it so much a crossroads as we've already taken our path, and our path is not the same as Ninja Steel?
look, it might say, listen, like we pretty much have sucked for the first episode. Okay? Episode 9 might be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they
Anything.
cast James Gahlen,
Yes.
ain't nothing happening.
This is like, ain't nothing happening.
Did you see that they cast someone for Haley's
For Haley's
father?
father,
Oh,
they
but not
did.
what's her mom doing?
Mom?
What?
Whoa, Jer.
Whoa, this.
Jer. I know it's been a few weeks, but remember, Karen just doesn't like moms.
Well, I got
Seriously.
spoiled by the movie, so
Right.
I was expecting moms.
There are
They
so
took
many
them
moms.
all.
So many moms. But you know
Right?
what? We're gonna get to Ninja
My mom's
Steel.
the coolest!
We're gonna get to Ninja Steel at a in a moment. In a moment. But first, we want to talk about some movie things. You know, it's been a few weeks since we've all seen the movie and digested it and everything. And then all of a sudden, you got this Power Rangers Aftershock comic. Ooh, you gotta get more of the movie.
Rock, rock, you about to get shell shocked.
And so, you know, I'm not, in general, I am not the biggest fan of either novels or comics that kind of continue on after the movie or
Expanded
whatever. Yeah,
universe.
because they end 9 times out of 10, they end up being not great.
No.
Well,
You
no,
know?
it's even adaptations of movies and comics, they usually end up being bad artwork and just very uninspired, typically.
Typically. So when I read about this, I'm like, okay. And then I saw the movie, I'm just like, oh, well, I mean, the comic, right? Like, even if it's not as good, like, it's still gonna be kind of,
I mean, I think you're underestimating how bad it could have been.
decent, you know,
Yeah,
it's
for
still gonna
real.
do your thing.
Cause...
And then I read it, and I'm like, rather watch the
All right, like
Wow.
comparing, like, cause look, when I came into this comic, I was thinking, cause every so often, especially for big movies, they'll put out, oh, here's a prequel novel that literally has nothing to do with the movie,
Right.
but it's just there, and it has an image of the movie cast on it to get you to buy it. It's that kind of
But
thing. So
yeah, it ends up being a
when
bunch of talking heads and no actual action to speak of.
Exactly. And here, so this comic is set literally like 5 minutes after the movie.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it, that it's continuing the story. It's not like it's not an adapt. I would not have bought like a graphic novel version of the
Oh,
movie. Who
yeah,
cares?
no.
Who cares?
No.
But this one is just about, oh, look, the Rangers are cleaning up the last of the putties and Goldar's dust or whatever the hell it is. And you know what? That's fine, but it's also very apparent that this comic was written, and I think I read an interview with the writer of it. It was written based on a script for the movie before it was shot. Because there's a Jason Kimberly flirting scene that was clearly supposed to be a continuation of the makeout scene from the
Well,
movie.
the thing is, though, even if it's not, I mean, to me, that played perfectly.
Yeah, that was one of the things I didn't have a problem with, oddly enough.
Yeah.
I just, okay, you guys. All right. First off,
What about Zach's nipples? He has them.
let me just start out with like literally the first 2 pages, okay? So, I like the idea of it's right after, װ װװװװװװ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================��================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ right? They're dealing with the aftermath.
1 week after
it's the aftershock.
The aftershock.
I'm telling you, if they said aftershock in any part of this comic, I would have been like, I'm done. I'm putting it down. But they didn't, so that's good.
We are the Dome Dolls.
So, you know, the first two pages, the police, they're trying to figure out, all right, we need to do this X, Y, and Z. I don't know what we're going to do, whatever. And all of a sudden, you see some trucks that have big old signs that say relief on them. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be a foil, but whatever. I'm just going to roll along. And the whole time that these police officers are talking about, like, destruction and things and whatever, and homegirls is like, yeah, we're here to help. Yeah. Yeah, I know. This is horrible, right? Yeah.
Can we also say that their trucks aren't just relief? It says Samaritan Relief, in case you didn't get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, just get okay. I mean, that government alone, that alone is just like, wow, you're not subtle. Wow. Like, yeah, like, she's going to be like some, there's going to be something well that we don't like. Like, come on. Because she's just cheesing too much. And then literally the third page. This Yo, face. What's with her face, though?
Look how sinister she is. She's like evil. I don't know. Like, what is going on with the face? It's like
she's worse than Rita. Like, she, yeah.
Like, I would honestly, if the twist at the end of the comic was she was Rita, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, check out them brows. She is just.
And the thing about it is like, the movie itself, for the most part, was not on the nose, right? There's so many things that you had to, like, you know, like, oh, okay, this is that, and that's a third, whatever, blah, blah. This right here is just like, I am your foil. I'm gonna be shady later on. Look at my face. I am, like, come on, what is, it just took me out, like,
there
completely.
Is one element of it that I do like, and it's something that you ignore completely on the TV show, which is understandable. But like the idea that after like a big Power Ranger battle, there's like fallout.
Yeah.
Like,
so someone actually cares.
And that
there's things to care about. Like, there's like buildings are destroyed. There, like, people
lost
are.
Their homes,
no,
yeah.
Right. We just have monster tours because it's a novelty.
It's just completely business as usual. You have huge battles, massive plumes of fire, and then, you know, the very next day it's like, hey guys, everything's fine.
Which works for the movie because, you know, you're only having, like, hopefully, like, a story every 2 years. So that works. You just have those one big flare-up fights, and that's it. Yeah. So then you can have that kind of fallout. Otherwise, week to week, by the end of any given season, if they had that element, everybody would just be ravaged. And it would be Countdown to Destruction every week, basically.
Mm-hmm. And no one would ever want to live in that city. Like, straight
up. Of course, the rent would be really cheap, though.
Yes. You can live here for $5 a month.
I mean, it would start to become sort of ghetto-esque, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in, like, a sarcastic... I mean, like, actually, like, it would be a little more...
Yeah. Like, just pay a couple months up front because you'll probably be dead.
You know what? Just live for free. Just free, come for free because your house is going to be destroyed next week. So it's fine. It's fine. It's all good.
I'm still looking at that woman's face and, God, wow. Wow.
It is. I mean, some of these panels are really terrible. Like,
she's
they're really
she's like Lex Luthor with a wig. Like,
I'm telling you, man, human Rita right there. You don't know.
Oh my God.
Just put the cones on her. She's fine.
So the whole premise, right? Like, this chick and she's with her team and they looking for stuff or they're investigating something or they looking for something or whatever.
And she busts out the generic begin phase one. Mwahahaha.
Yes.
She's going to go stroke a white cat.
Yes,
you know, it's just okay. So then we get Jason,
and they immediately have more putty fights than they did in the entire movie.
Right.
Yes, that's good.
And a family almost dies.
Jason is talking.
He's being Cyclops, basically.
What's happening is something that doesn't happen in the main comic, although I guess it happened in Pink, is there's narration. Mm-hmm. Like, a character is narrating the story, so we see, like, long lots of panels. This was something that kind of bothered me about it, was that there was a lot of words. I'm not complaining about, obviously, like, reading is, that's fine. But there's something, there's sort of like a weird balance that comes into play with comics, I feel like.
It's like, not a novel.
Right. It's a visual medium, but of course you need to read. But there are some times where I just feel like, man, that's really overwritten. And especially when it comes to the action scenes, there were just a few panels where I was like, can we just not have people saying, like, basically explaining what they're going to do? Good with that. Yeah.
Yeah, there are times in here where they're basically saying, this is my personality. By the way, I am talking. Can you tell this is my personality? Like, right. It's just very, yeah. Like,
it's like,
treat I'm going practice. Shut right. up.
I'm going to kick this putty now. Kick. It's like, mm-hmm. Why don't you just kick him? Like, stop that.
Like, I get they're superheroes and they have to quip during fights, but sometimes it's too much. It's like, guys, the van is falling. Well, okay, that was fine for Billy to say, because Billy would say that in the movie.
Billy re-explains to us that they're strong. Awesome. Thank you. We got that. We watched the movie.
What? No.
No,
what?
Everybody's reading this comic without watching the movie. That's crazy. Why would you watch the movie first?
Also, in this comic, Zordon is show Zordon. Full stop. He's like a nice mentor.
Is he?
Tells some things.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? I mean, I wouldn't really go that far.
But more importantly, though, this comic is continuing the movie tradition of car accidents. So...
My God,
oh yeah, yeah. That's
true. More car accidents all the time.
All the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and Billy. Zach feels horrible because he didn't get. He almost killed the father. You Kimberly see, hey. Not the mother though, right? Look mm-hmm. at that.
Yep.
Didn't kill the okay. mom.
And probably the best moment in the comic, Zach says, someone almost grew up without a father today because I lost focus for a second. You have any idea what that's like? And he's talking to Billy, and Billy's like, yeah, I think
yeah,
I
know. Yeah, I kind of think I know. Yeah, actually, that awesome. Was...
That's a nice burn.
It was. Like, there are moments in this comic where I'm just like, oh, I like that. That's good dialogue. And then there are moments in this comic where, like, that's not the move. That's not the character. They wouldn't say that. Like, there's yeah. just too much. Like, they, you know, or, like, they're supposed to be teenagers of today. Like, why are they making references that are for, like, 40-year-olds? You know? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole plot about, like, this guy getting infected with Goldar dust or what. It's basically just an excuse to have a monster of the day is what it really is.
But the best part is that it starts out in a place called Heavenly Hills. Get it? Oh. Heavenly Hills, Angel Grove.
What?
Oh, what? The jokes with the things.
Oh, Heavenly Hills. I wasn't thinking it was connected to the angels.
See, it's the funny with the thing and the name that's was similar.
Like, okay, instead of Beverly Hills, Heavenly Hills. Okay.
I gotcha.
Angels in heaven and groves and hills and, oh, it's so fun. Fun.
All right.
I mean, basically,
is there ever a Jesus Cove? I'm done.
Yes.
Jesus Cove.
Okay. Just.
Oh my God.
We're gonna just stick to the angels and the heavenlies and yeah.
No, just wait. The next Zord and Ninja Steel will be named for the Jesus Galaxy. It'll be fine.
Oh boy.
I will accept Jesus.
Galaxy. Jesus Cove.
So, Zordon, right? Okay. So Zordon is, you know, explaining things and explaining more things in the movie. But I see where you're going with this, Seamus. However, comma, right? Zordon is saying, look, Jason, hold on one sec. You sure about this? You sure? Because I don't know if you sure. Because you know what I'm saying. I need to know you sure. You know, so I saw a little bit of the Bryan Cranston, Zordon up in there. Because he was just like, bruh. Like, I mean, if you really want to step down and everything, you know, it'd be really great like that. It'd be really great. So, I didn't mind that. I just think that, like, I don't know. I think maybe because the movie did this already.
Yeah.
Where I don't need this again. Like, watered down. I don't really need this portion of like, oh, look, I'm the leader and I don't know how to beat it. Like, I don't, that's not a plot point I need in this comic. Like, can we touch on something else? We had the movie.
I imagine that it's sort of difficult to make us basically a sequel to the movie, but also not step on the toes of what could possibly be the next movie or the next movie.
Mm-hmm. You can't change anything.
Right.
Like, you can't, although it's weird because then the end of the comic totally adds in a giant plot element that should come back in a movie, but you know it probably wouldn't.
Well, or the next graphic novel in this mini universe, whatever this is, before the next movie.
Or if it is in the next movie, they would just re-explain it all anyway.
Which would be so strange. Like, I don't like that. Sorry. Like, I don't like doing tie-ins that then fit into the movie, and then it's like, you don't know what that is? Well, you need to go check out issue da-da-da-da-da of da-da-da. I was like, no, I don't.
What this needs to be is just this comic should have more focused on, less on that government plot nonsense, because you know it's never going to matter, is that it just needed to be another wacky hangout with the Rangers. And I don't mean wacky as in like jokes, but I mean just another adventure with the team, so you get to see them a little bit more outside of the movie context.
Yeah, more bonding.
And you can always make a monster out of the day out of anything. Like, the sky's the limit.
The Goldar dust is a fine enough plot reason to have a monster. That's fine.
You know, it's just that this whole notion of, all right, spoiler alert, you know, crazy kooky lady from the beginning, government, ooh, I'm from the government, and I just want to make sure you guys are, you know, on the straight and narrow, you know, I'll be watching you. Like, you are not going to be in the movie. She's not going to... I don't want to, like, you know, because there's certain things that we predicted that we weren't going to see in the movie, Sierra Crystal. And then we saw it in the movie. However, like, she's not...
I mean, even if she was, I just find that annoying that, like, her introduction is here and not the movie. Like, I don't know. There's just something that bothers me about that. Like,
people,
if you want to do something...
People should be introduced in graphic novels and then be introduced in movies. That's...
Right. Yeah. And even if there's like a script that is made, and then they want to make the prequel come out before then, I don't want to know anything about like the world of the movie before the thing comes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the movie to tell me all that stuff. Yeah, like, that's weird.
Anytime somebody says when you go into a movie, hey, you got to read this book or you got to read this comic to get the plot, and it's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, as a failure of the movie, like, if it has to be like that. Also, okay, this is an art note, I guess. For me, there are two female characters in this, both of whom it can be seen as against the Rangers. In a lot of panels, they look
the same.
Kind of the same. Yeah.
The same.
Trini, like, looks pretty white in some panels.
Like, legit Trini. Goldar chick and kooky lady, government lady,
yes,
all look the same.
Yeah,
like, government lady looks more evil.
Like, no, if you literally get to the end where you see the government lady at the bottom of one page and the next page is Kimberly and Trini talking, they look exactly the same, government lady and Trini. They're even wearing the same color top.
Yeah, so the only reason why you could, like, oh, that's Trini, is because she got some braids in the side of the head that are being covered by her long tresses. Like, I'm just...
Because the first word Kimberly says is Trini. That helps. But other than that, like... But yeah, it's straight up the same. And yeah, you can only see the braids in, like, one panel. Like, it is... Yeah, that is not... No.
That's so strange. You have all these characters. Why wouldn't... Like, at least put a ponytail on somebody.
Are they afraid to have a blonde chick in this comic? Like, what's up?
No, someone got a note from the show. They're like, too many blonde white people.
Yeah, no blonde people allowed. Just Jason.
Not even a redhead. Can we have a redhead? Can we have any other color than brown? Yeah.
Jason is supposed to be Steve Rogers, but other than that, no blonde
and
people.
And Jason's hair. What is up with Jason's hair? That is not, like, where did... He's not yellow blonde. What is this?
Is that Daiquiri's natural hair color? Did they base it on his actual hair and not, like, the movie hair?
Yeah, because, like, straight up some of these panels, it is, like, bright yellow blonde, big blue eyes, like what is this? It doesn't look anything like him.
There are certain panels where, like, yo, Billy does not, he looks like just a plain old bland black guy. And then yeah. there are panels where it's just like, oh, I can see RJ. Like, I mean, I
same
I
don't... thing with Ludi. Ludi, there's a few where it's like, it's straight up him. And then there's a couple where it's like,
I think
that
there
is
are
just
two
generic.
Artists in here. Hold up.
There are two artists.
Yeah.
There's a main artist, and then somebody helped him for a few of the pages.
Because, yeah, Dagger never looks like him. But all the others, at least at some time, you could be like, okay, I can see that's who they're supposed to be.
You know? Right. And getting, like, photorealistic artists are, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do on the planet, but I honestly like it when they go a little more stylized. But here, when you're trying to make them look like the movie people, you gotta make them look like them.
Yeah. I like Kimberly and her randomly appearing and disappearing choker.
Oh my god. Well, let's see, that page is one of my favorites, if only because it has the Trini coining Go-Go Power Rangers, and it totally works.
Yeah, it does. It does work. But, yeah, wow. Yeah, the art is just very inconsistent.
What's also weird is the story of the comic almost looks like it should end, like, after that Trini bit, the Kim and Trini bit, and then there's just, like, a whole, like, oh, here's three pages of government.
Mm-hmm. Back to them docs. Got to get back to the docs.
See, to me, this is what I'm saying. Like, it reads like a cliffhanger for the next graphic novel, which has not been announced, and, you know, who knows what will happen, you know. Like, to me, like, maybe the writer wanted to do more, or someone wanted to do, like, you know, several different... Yeah, like,
mm-hmm.
for fans of the movie, like, between movies or something. I don't know.
Oh, and then government lady does the cliche snap your fingers to call the goons off. Oh, I love it.
All right.
See, I like the idea. I like the idea of expanding the movie verse. I really do. And I like the idea of having monsters and having more with these characters. But they need to commit to doing more of these. And if they can flesh out what they've done here and not have it be so cliche in many parts, then I think it would be much better.
It feels like
can we talk about these twins? Can we talk about these twins? And how these two are like the, like, I don't care. Oh, our dad died. Oh, look. Nobody cared about us. We just, no, nobody even know. So we gonna be looting and polluting. Okay?
That's not the way, no.
Like,
oh my god.
Oh, look at that. So we're gonna go, we can't catch that Angel Grove. Cast. That's why we gonna go to Heavenly Hills, y'all.
Like, yeah, it's just the cliche, bad things happen to everybody, but it all that really matters is how you react to it. You can be better than that.
See, here's my thing, right, where obviously they couldn't use any of the other movie characters, but if this had been like the two bully girls from the movie, or like the guy who bullied Billy, would have been way more interesting.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing is, like, yes, they can expand stuff, but they can still, like, give us character moments or use characters and then sort of reset them or something. So, like, as long as you don't introduce, like, you know, Tommy, you can pretty much do whatever you want, right? As long as it's just, you know, stuff of the day, stuff that can be solved in a couple of graphic novels, stuff like that. Instead, it just feels very...
Yeah, character-based stuff would be more... help, because, like, there, you know, so much that was cut out of the movie. Mm-hmm. There's so much where you can, like, kind of flesh out, and I get it, right? You don't want to introduce too much that is going to contradict the movie in the future or whatever, but I mean, you're already making up creatures and things people don't care about, so like, mm-hmm. I mean, crap, like, we can understand, like, okay, well, this is just gonna be one universe, and then the movie's gonna be whatever, like, that, I could take that, like, we already got, like, 5 billion universes already, shoot.
I mean, to be honest, okay. I always automatically separate them, like, this is not in the actual movie universe to me.
Yeah, like, although I did like Jason in here, speaking of character moments, I really did enjoy Jason's whole, like, yeah, I looked up all these command phrases online. I don't know what any of them really mean. I'm like,
yeah,
all right,
that's
good.
Nice. That's nice, yeah. Trying to be Cyclops doesn't work out. That's nice.
His wavy blonde hair, though, I can't get over it. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, my God. And I got to another picture of evil government lady where she just is straight up a potato. Like, what is this? Like, why what is wrong with your face? Why do you look like more of a monster than the twins?
Well, here's an idea. Here's my thing about when they came up with this graphic novel. The guy, they wanted to write one. They gave him a couple lists of, they gave him like a very strict list of this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. And then I'm sure everybody is like, oh, wouldn't it be great if this comic led into the next movie? But I guarantee you, whenever they start writing the second movie, they're like, oh, wouldn't it be great? But then they think, oh, but what about, and this, any ideas from this graphic novel are going to be the first thing thrown out. Because, oh, there's not enough time. We got to focus on Tommy. We don't have enough time for this government nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So, the twin girl, right? When she was looking for whatever she was looking for, what is she grabbing for? What were they looking for?
Goo.
Yeah, basically.
Putty goo, Golda Dust. Because it happened to him, and, like, he had, like, some innate sense that could, like, lead him towards more.
Oh, I see. Right. Because he was infused with, all of Rita's essence or some kind of foolishness.
I guess it was, like, attracted to their anger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's like, here we go, let's combine, like a symbiote, and do our venom thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one point where the girl is like, no, wait, I changed my mind. Nah, just kidding.
That's cool.
So if they're taken over and, like, they don't want to be taken over, then the Rangers is like, eh, let's kill them. Let's just kill them.
Might as well.
That's a little weird. I mean, I guess in a case like that, how do you stop them? I mean, lock them up? Where are we locking them up?
Yeah, this ain't a TV show, y'all. This is not like they're real people behind them. We have to figure out a way to save them. Like, nah. They're like, we need to save ourselves. Okay, so
Jason and Kimberly, me or you, jump in and just electrocute them after the monster fight.
Love it.
So yeah, I mean, again, there's certain parts where I'm just like, yep, this is the movie. This they would totally do this. They don't really care. really.
A lot of that comes from, I think, the fact that they had done most of the script for this comic based on a script for the movie and not an actual, like, they hadn't even shot the movie yet, mm-hmm. which I think says a lot about it. And because that's why some of the characterization for me feels a little off, because a lot of it was down to their performances in the film. And you can base it off a script, but it's kind of difficult to base your idea based on someone else's script without seeing any shot footage.
Why was it done so early? Don't tell me that it had to be done that early. That's really, really early.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know the answer.
I mean, because, like, if they want to aim for it to come out right when the movie's out, then maybe they need that lead time. But in my head, I'm just like,
they don't need a year.
They didn't need to. Why? Like, they could just see, like, a rough cut or something. You know what I mean? And then do up a ditty and call it a day.
Pay someone a couple extra dollars to, you know, draw fast, or get a couple people to draw it or something. I don't know.
They did get a couple of people to draw. Oh,
that's right.
So you need a throuple of people?
A throuple. And then, okay, also unforgivable is padding out the comic. Because when I saw that it's like, oh, it's 100-something pages, I'm like, great. Actually, no, the comic's only like 80. And then, like, the last 40 are just, like, stuff from the main comic. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You're trying to get people to read the other really good comic. But, like, don't pad it out that much.
No. Well, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? Issue zero is padding?
Yeah, the extras, the issue zero and parts of issue one. Yeah, dude, it's totally, because I thought this was going to be 120 pages of all Aftershock, and it's only 80 pages of Aftershock.
Well, see, to me, like, I always expect, because this is, like, oftentimes when there's, like, a big release like this, there was, like, millions and millions of pages, there's always, like, at the end, it's, here, check out this new thing and buy another of our products.
So it's just an ad. It's just an ad for the other one. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Well, you're paying for it, though. That's the problem. Like, it's this comic is $15.
Yeah.
This comic should be $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's an industry, what's the word? Garbage. Like standard, like it's just how it's done. Like, so well, that's not unique to this. I mean, it's still worth, you know, complaining about. I'm just saying.
No. You're right. You're right. It is a thing that does happen. It's just that, I guess for me, because most people who buy this comic probably have already seen the main comic. Anybody who's interested enough.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you just enjoyed this Aftershock comic. Now enjoy something much better.
Okay. Basically, like they're pointing them to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the last minute. They were like, oh man, we got to put something good in here. Yeah. Okay, we'll put the main comic.
We drew you in with this garbage that was slightly related to the movie. Now here's something entertaining.
Also, I love that there's an ad. There's an ad for the Aftershock comic in the Aftershock comic. Stop.
Of course there is.
I want to say overall, the Aftershock comic, I know we had some complaints. I like the idea of it, and there are some parts that I really like, but a lot of the villain stuff and crazy government lady would need to be greatly fleshed out in a sequel graphic novel if I was going to care about it.
Oh, yeah. And then at the end, what's the cop is just like, yo, all right, you know, we found, the lady found bad guys. Oh, look, dude, here are the bad guys. Look at them. And he's like, yeah. You know, if you could take it, that'd be great. So get out of here. I know who you were all along. Get out of here. I'm like, come on. Like, really? Like, there's no hint or whatever that he knew what they were up to. Like, it's just no. Like, it's just no. Come on. Again, great ideas. Great ideas. Some not so great. But, I mean, I see where you were going. However, some of this stuff is just not executed that great.
I mean, I honestly do like a lot of, like, just, yeah, conceptually, like, a lot of, even the villains being, like, you know,
the people refugees that have
been affected. Yeah, yeah, like, that's interesting idea, right? And if you can't do monsters that are, like, brand new, you're not going to bring in, like, Scorpina or something,
right?
Like, out of nowhere. Like, you can't do that, right? So, okay, Goldar Dust, annoying name. I don't really like the name, but whatever.
Like, I mean, they missed out. They could have called it Gold Dust.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Missed opportunities.
Although I did like Zack's line when, like, all the government people surround them with their guns. Zack's just like, these guys have a lot of guns. Why don't we have guns? I'm like, all right, that's what's up.
Yeah, so, Aftershock, I wasn't shocked.
No.
No, the villains were shocked, though.
You didn't get knock-knocked?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge! Shocked, shocked!
Get it? I'm electrocuted.
Hey!
Alright, we are done with the Aftershock.
Who needs Aftershock? Aftershock, bye.
So we're just going to move right into more movie talk. Because, you know, I mean, can I just say how, like, the movie has changed my life?
That's it.
It has, huh?
It's changed my life. I have to say that, I mean, and yes, we're going to talk about, like, numbers and blah, 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 but really, I'm just waiting for the DVD. I'm just like, when is the DVD? Like,
yeah.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting. I cannot wait. I want all the things.
Yes.
But we'll talk some numbers. We'll talk some numbers, you know, to date of this recording. The movie has made...
not enough.
$128 million. Okay, so that's 80 domestic. Well, 80.5 domestic, 47.7 foreign.
And has not opened in China yet.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't opened in Japan nor China nor there's a bunch of places that open
yet. Yes, China being like probably the biggest territory now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get that looty cut.
That Ludi Lin extended cut. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, the movie's still 2 hours. It's just more Ludi Lin. They just cut out Jason a lot. They actually just, no. The movie just opens at the quarry with Ludi like sitting up.
Yes. They edited so he's like on the train car and he looks through his binoculars and he sees himself. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Wow, I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Seamus, you said not enough. Like, what? I mean.
Well, like, look, Lionsgate wanted this to be their next Hunger Games. You know what I mean? They wanted this to make zillions of dollars. And yeah, it's made back its budget. But in Hollywood, you can't just make back your budget and think you're successful. To be successful in Hollywood, you need to make like 3 times your budget to be considered a success.
I mean, to be considered a huge success. Certainly.
Like, the movie is not, it's not, like, in the red. It didn't bomb or anything like that. But when a movie studio puts that much in promotion and in the budget of the film, you don't just want to make, like, $50 million off your $100 million movie. Like, that ain't good.
But it did, okay, all right. Maybe I'm looking at it completely differently, okay? Because this ain't, like, Batman didn't make it just made it's like 128 and whatever. This is not like, oh, Superman didn't, you know, like this was already looked at as being, oh, that's gonna underperform, it's not gonna make its money, it's not gonna whatever, and it surpassed the projections that people were saying. Okay.
Yeah, but
like they did not release were wild all over the place. They staggered a lot. So, you know, what's his name? The Fast and the Furious the Eight of the Furious, whatever. You know,
the whatever.
They were able to have a world record breaking opening because China opened at the same time. Like
they synchronized their releases.
Yeah, like I mean. Yeah, you're gonna have some big numbers when you get in that China money. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I mean domestically it did well too. But I mean, for it being a Power Rangers movie, like I believe that these folks over at Lionsgate, whatever, I think that they are like, yo, this is amazing, over the moon, we're doing it because Hunger Games at the time. I mean, it was the book. I mean, it was just on everybody's tongue. Like, it was wildfire, you know? Like, Power Rangers, I mean, wasn't.
Like, it's Power Rangers.
Well, the problem there, I feel, is that I think they wanted it to still, because I think it was the second week, it just dropped like a rock. Like,
yeah, real bad. That's the big problem right there. Yes, it was great that it had an amazing first week, but the drop off is what tells you that this doesn't have like long term.
It doesn't have legs.
Yeah.
And that's a problem in the long term, because again, they want this to be their next big thing, and I'm sure in their minds they're thinking, oh well, everybody sampled this movie, but will they sample the sequel if we decide to do it? I mean, the fact that they haven't even greenlit, because if a movie is hella successful, they'll be like next week after the release, they'll be like sequel, let's go. And here they're kind of waiting on it. They're waiting for China is what they're really doing.
I feel like there's a lot of factors. I mean, them releasing now, I mean, meaning in the month that it was released with all of that stuff, you know, and like doing well, like exceeding expectations, multiple movies, like it wasn't the best environment. No. And I feel like maybe they expected it to be a little easier.
I would guess they assume that they're like, oh, Beauty and the Beast is opening, but that's fine because, you know, that's more a lady movie and Power Rangers is for the guys.
Right. And I think they didn't expect Kong Skull Island to do as well as it did.
Kong Skull Island wasn't, I mean, Beauty and the Beast killed them. I mean, I wouldn't say killed them, but
the combination of all this, you know, it's huge.
You know, it was, and then like that damn Boss Baby, yo, like, that Boss.
Well, yeah, that took away all the kids.
Like, it just, that was the one where you're like, okay, like you could say maybe Beauty and the Beast, maybe, because depending on whether it was going to do really well or really bad, you was like, well, if it did really well, then you know you're number two. But that Boss Baby, though, like, You thought like, oh, okay, at least Power Rangers could get like number one next week. Nah.
Yes. Boss and Baby. I remember us talking about Boss Baby like way before last year, and being like, oh please, what is that? Nobody gives a crap about
but
that.
But then we saw the trailer, right? I saw the trailer. I'm just like, damn.
It doesn't take much.
Comedy. Everyone's gonna love it.
Yep. Cute animated thing. Oh, it's dumb right there, locked up.
Basically,
and that's the thing, is that Power Rangers the film kind of fell between this: is it for kids, is it for adults, is it like a Marvel type thing? And I feel like some people may have been confused who the movie was for. This is just speculation, right? This is me just guessing based on whatever, but I don't know. I mean, you can talk in circles about why the movie didn't do as well. I've had many discussions with many people, or why it didn't do better. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, better, because I mean, for me,
yeah, it didn't do bad. It didn't do bad.
Okay, so let's do some comparison, right? And instead of comparing like to like, you know, things now, let's go back in the day. Let's go back to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. Numbers, right? So.
You gotta adjust for inflation, though. Gotta adjust for inflation.
I understand, but we don't got I don't got inflation numbers right now, my brother. I'm gonna go by the 1995 numbers.
And that movie was released into an environment where Power Ranger Mania was like a big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, according to, and I don't know how true it is, but according to some folks, the budget for this movie was $15 million. All right. Then. So worldwide, it ended up making $66 million. Mm-hmm. So domestic was 38, and foreign was 28. So inflation, maybe you want to. Let's okay, fine. Let's do some inflation. All right. Inflation.
I mean, like they
talk while I do something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is that they're right there. It already made three times its budget, and also, as we well know, it sold like crazy on VHS.
Is that number is for the final tally?
Yes.
Okay, well, okay, so, all right.
And that to me is really interesting. I wonder how well this will do on Blu-ray and DVD, and although that market is kind of collapsing.
But
so.
Think about it, but here we go. Look, it's opening weekend domestically, right? It was number four. It was number four. It wasn't even.
Really?
Who was it behind?
What sort of classics?
I'm curious. Yes.
All right, here we go. Ahem. So that number four was Mighty Morphin, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna name some under it. Okay.
Okay.
So number five.
We don't know when these were released.
Judge Dredd.
Oh God.
I am the law.
Okay, because Mighty Morphin opened with 13 mil. Judge Dredd opened with, not open, but it, oh, no, it did. It opened. That's when it opened.
Oh,
it
wow.
opened with, now think about it. Okay, hold up. Judge Dredd and Mighty Morphin opened same weekend, right? Judge Dredd opened with 12 mil, okay, yes. About the same theaters, a little less theater count, but its budget was 90 million.
Damn.
Okay. Wow. All right. I'm just gonna put things, some things in perspective. All right. Let me see. What else was on here? Casper was out at the time. Braveheart was out at the time. Die Hard with a Vengeance was out at the time. Crimson Tide, While You Were Sleeping, Bad Boys. Okay. So, like, you know, these are things that are under Mighty Morphin. And these have been out already. In right. the theaters and things. The Bridges of Madison County was... Okay, let me find out. Number three. Batman Forever.
Oh. All right.
Okay. And it was already out in the theaters. It you know, $100 million movie.
Is Forever the Arnold one? Or is
no.
It the,
no. No, that's Batman and Robin.
Okay, it's the Jim Carrey one. Yeah, okay.
It's the one everybody forgets, yeah.
Oh, I was. It's always those two I get backwards. So, yeah. Wow.
Still not totally destroyed.
Bat credit card.
Batman and Robin is a cinematic masterpiece. You shut your face.
You know what? I mean, okay. Wow. Mm.
Bad nipples.
Number two. Number two. Pocahontas.
Hey.
Wow, okay.
On like Can't what stop, week? Won't stop. Like yeah. seven?
Yes, yep. She stays on the charts. That's it.
Okay. Number two.
And you this pay was, with and, all the colors of
and,
money?
And both, and both Batman Forever and Pocahontas, that was their third week in in the movie theaters.
That
okay?
makes sense.
Number one. Debuting at number one.
Give us a hint.
No, just...
I want to guess.
All right. All right. So here's a hint. Tom Hanks.
Forrest Gump?
Nah.
Apollo 13.
Ding, ding, ding! Yes! Apollo 13! Oh, yeah.
How much money it made?
Opening weekend. Domestic. I think this is domestic. Yeah, domestic.
I know. I saw it in theaters.
25.3 million.
Was okay. enough to get number one. Wow.
Number one. Hmm. And
Apollo 13 made $1 zillion, man.
It made $1 billion. It ended up making $172 million.
Sheesh.
Wow, man. Like, okay. that's so how much think, a movie so budget
just,
is now.
Let's just think about okay, what Power Rangers has had to go up against?
Sheesh.
Apollo Mother Effing 13, Pocahontas, and Batman Freaking Forever.
Yeah, really, like big movies and movies that would steal their audience.
Yes.
You know, and we barely beat out Judge Dredd.
Which is the.
Which is interesting also to me that now when the new Power Rangers movie came out, it was behind a Disney film again.
Effing Disney
again. So I mean, while we're here, we might as well look up the Turbo movie, shall we?
Oh God, shall we? Like what? Like $5 opening weekend.
Mm-hmm. Debuting at number 97.
All right, so Turbo Power Rangers movie, right? Domestic, it made 8.3 mils.
Wow.
Foreign, it made 1.2.
Oh my god.
For a worldwide total of 9.6 mil.
How much did it cost to make, though?
Like, count them ducats.
Oh, what was the budget on this?
10 cents. Yes. I mean, it was a TV show. Like, what do you?
Mm-hmm. It was a TV movie.
Turbo Power Rangers.
It was not. I mean, I know they also made $1 zillion on VHS. Like,
is it erroneous just to call it a movie?
It's the real three-part opener of the show.
I mean, according to the wikis and the Googles, the budget, they said it was $8 million.
That is
hey, it made it back.
7.9 too much.
You made the budget back first like, week. Hey.
I mean, so I don't know how true that is. But so opening weekend, it made 3.3 mil, right?
Coming in
number seven.
Oh
wow!
Oh boy!
Number seven. So, hey, you want to do this game again?
Yeah, man. What's 8, 9, and 10?
All right. Number 8, The English Patient.
Okay.
And mind you, it had been in the theaters for 20 weeks.
Oh, my God. Dear God.
I don't even know what that
We did it. Yes. We beat the English Patient.
Barely. We beat the English Patient. Barely. Because it made $3 million. And we made 3.3.
Oh, I don't even know what that movie is. No lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Wow, geez, really?
Yeah, really. Well, let's remember how old I was.
Oh,
this
shut
is
up.
True. This is true. You were a zygote. This is true.
Shut your face.
Okay. Oh, okay, wait. Number nine, debuting this weekend, right? Baps.
What?
Okay. Isn't boobs?
I feel like I know. Is it, this is like a black
Baps, movie? No. Like if a... This is like.
Isn't?
Is, huh?
It's not? Sweet Baps.
This is like total all black people would know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one. Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of Baps.
You don't need to.
It's okay.
It's all good.
It's okay.
So number 10 is Apollo 13. In week.
Still there.
And number 10 is Private Parts.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Okay. Howard Stern's Private Parts, number 10.
I've actually heard that's a funny movie, which it surprises me because I can't stand Howard Stern, but...
Right. You know, and there's some other movies that are on this list here, right? You've got Jerry Maguire, you know, Love Jones. You got the Empire Strikes Back Special Edition.
Hey,
that's a classic.
So there's some movies, you know, Star Wars Special Edition. There's some things that, you know, okay. All right, so above Turbo, okay, also debuting this week. Number 6, The Sixth Man.
I know the title, but I don't
know. I do too. Yeah, same. I know the title, but I couldn't tell you.
Again, like Black Folk. It's Black Folk. It's just, it's Black Folk and it's Black people. Okay, all right.
What are you trying to say, Lisa? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you may have not heard of it because it stars Black people and there's Black Folk and it's Black Folk.
Yeah, I've never watched a Black person. Crap. Yes, I'm not allowed to watch movies with Black people. My parents swore off.
I mean, these are not like your, you know.
These aren't mainstream. They're not.
Right. So, number 5, Jungle to Jungle.
Oh my God.
What week? What week, what's though? That?
It's a Tim Allen movie.
Made 4.1. Week 4.
Jeez.
Week 4. Yep. All right. Number 4. Return of the Jedi Special Edition.
Nice. I saw that in theaters too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With extra Jabba singers.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's Return of the Jedi. I'm sorry. Yeah. Empire Strikes Back with extra Cloud City.
So there you go. Number 3, Selena.
Yes. What? Selena's good. What? What? What?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this movie. I don't know why there's some silence. I just don't understand.
No, I have nothing to say.
There you go. It's week 2, right? So like it still was making money. Yeah. Number 2 debut, The Devil's Own. So this looks like it is Brad Pitt and Harrison Ford, The Devil's Own. Okay. Nothing.
That's the kind of movie that you find at a Walmart for $3.
Right? But number 1, guys, number 1 in its second week, making $25.3 million in this March 28 to 30 weekend in 1997.
Ooh, what could it be?
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. The Mask.
It's not the mask.
Ace Ventura.
It's not Ace Ventura.
Cable Guy.
Not Cable Guy. Wow, he's done a lot of movies. Go ahead. Sheesh.
Well, he's done lots of movies. 90s, he was on fire.
All the ones that I can think of just don't sound like... Is it Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind? It's not.
No, that was the 2000s.
No, this is before he tried. Oh my gosh, what else was he in?
One more guess all around. One more guess.
Dumb and Dumber.
Nope. Him. What did you say, Tristan?
Truman Show.
Nope.
Oh,
he's kind of close to the Truman Show. Kind of close.
The Truman Show's close.
Is something like dramatic?
The number 1 movie is
Fire Marshal Bill the movie.
Liar Liar.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He made a hell of a lot of movies.
Yep. He did.
One or two of them were good.
I mean, there was, you know.
Truman Show was amazing. Whatever.
I still haven't seen it.
What?
Whoa. Sorry.
Sorry. That was loud. What?
Wow.
Bruh. Truman Show was actually one of his better movies.
I hear about it all the time. I just, you know, haven't gotten around to it.
Tristan, you are not who I know anymore. Like, I don't know you.
None of us know Tristan, to be fair. He's a mystery.
Okay. All right. We're just going to just bring it back because, wow. All right. So, yeah, Power Rangers is not the... Like, right here, right now, us being number two is the best we've done.
It's true.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
And us making back our money sooner than not been the... I mean, yes, the first movie... You know, if you believe that $15 million number, fine.
Like, that's fine. That's what surprised me, though, because I mean, I would just assume it was number one in 1995. What, or five, was it?
Yeah.
Like, I would have just assumed, like, no matter what, it was number one that weekend because
well,
it was
more people,
so much.
More people went to go see movies back then, too.
True.
Mm. Well, more, I mean, there more were more movies adults, coming out like... that people, that the... Oh my gosh, that movie companies, whatever they're called, forgot words.
Studios?
That the studios, thank you, that the studios were willing to put out and like really compete. You know, because like you mentioned all these movies, I'm just like, crap, like at one point these were all in the movie theater and we think of these as like, oh look, this is on the DVD, we just gonna watch Netflix. I'm like, no, these are actually all in the movie theater at one point.
Well, yeah, because nowadays they're more strict about like, oh, this big amazing comedy already has this weekend, well then there's no way we're going to go up against it with our comedy,
right?
Like back then it was more like whatever, we pick this date, this is our date, we'll see what we do. Now it's much more willing to bail.
Exactly. And so everybody was willing to bail in March and it just so happened that everything in March was almost everything in March was like a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Power Rangers, which did better than projected, but like, you know, I mean, freaking Beauty and the Beast, man, and Boss Baby, that killed me. That killed me. I expected Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, okay, fine. But of that course. Boss Baby, though, man, that just...
Beauty and the Beast also did even better than I think they could have imagined.
Yeah.
It just totally
with a mediocre
owned
lead. Like, I can't. Mm. Like, I can't.
Wait, what lead are you talking about?
Emma Watson.
Okay, I was about
Emma Watson was terrible. Terrible singing. Okay.
She was just there. She's like a fair child who sort of looks like Belle. Like, she's just there. Like, there's nothing there.
Don't forget about that strong competition from Ghost in the Shell. I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to talk about bombs, though.
Yo, for real. Because, you know, she was a star in that movie. Like, Power Rangers, yeah, they had Elizabeth Banks and Bryan Cranston, but, you know, they were, you know, little extra on the side. Yeah. Power Rangers, for the most part, is basically being led by a bunch of unknown people, which is also, I mean, it had a name, you know, Power Rangers. So it was a franchise. But still, to not have any super famous people as your lead character is still kind of a risk.
What about that super strong franchise, Chips?
Oh my god. I can't believe when I was at the press junket and I was talking to all the other people, they're like, yeah man, we were at Chips yesterday, it was terrible.
Oh my god.
Yeah, nobody's talking about Chips. Nobody's talking about Chips.
Nope. Smurfs? There's a new Smurfs movie out.
Yeah, nobody unfortunately knows about that either.
No?
That Boss Baby killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It killed everybody. So I mean, so again, like, I know, I hear what you're saying, Tristan, Seamus, about how, like, making three times as much as his budget, it needs to, like, if we do two, like, 200, like, they're making it, like, they're definitely.
Honestly, I feel like it's going to go exactly the way of the Ninja Turtles, where they made enough to justify a sequel, the sequel's going to come out. It's going to do like half what the first one did, and then that's it. We're done.
Yeah, because if you look at, say, like the two movie franchises to compare Power Rangers to in terms of films are Transformers and TMNT, where the first Transformers movie made heaps.
Yeah.
A gazillion. TMNT did, I mean, how much did that movie end up making? It was quite a bit, right? Like $500 million or something like that?
It was it was a lot, but the second one had such a massive drop off that.
And there's something to be said, like, I know a lot of fans are like, why TMNT and Transformers would not create movies? Why did they make $1 million? But Power Rangers was good and it didn't make a whole lot. It's like, we can talk a lot about factors and when it was released and blah blah blah. There's also something to be said about TMNT and Transformers never had the stigma like Power Rangers did. Never had a stigma attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they were animated, honestly.
And the thing is, like, I mean, you had critics that were, no matter what, they were going to be like, nah, it's not a good movie, son, because Power Rangers. Like, they just were. Like, and the stigma is real. Like, we're starting to get over because there are people our age in those positions who could write the reviews and all those other things. And even still, people our age, like, people, like, half of us are just like, yo, this is my jam, this is my joint, this is amazing, whatever. And then the other half is just like, bruh, this ain't it. Like, this ain't hot. So even still, even people amongst our age, we're still trying to you have to kind of wait for people after us to be like, yo, but real, for real though, like, for like people who have the disposable income and get into these more of these positions where they're kind of directing the fans to be like, no, but this is the hotness though, like, you don't understand. Because we did well with Buzz. Like, it was on the socials, like, everybody was talking. Anytime it had to do with Power Rangers, people, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, it had real promotion. It had promotion. You know,
so I think that's what kind of put it over the edge of, like, doing better than it was expected. But it still does have that stigma of just like, well, I didn't think it was gonna be a great movie, but then I walked in and I was just like, whoa, this is a good movie. Like, legit. Like, so many people. And so some people just like, nah, I'm not gonna see that because you're not. I'm like, no, you really don't understand, man. This is a good movie.
Most of the reviews that I saw from, like, you know, internet personalities or whatever, they're like, wow, it didn't suck.
Yeah. It was mostly surprise. Yeah.
That's why I kind of look forward to seeing when it comes to, like, home video and like Netflix, and like people can readily see it just easily, you know, and not go to the theater and feel like they're quote unquote wasting their time or whatever, which I feel like there are those people out there who would say, oh, I don't want to go to the theater for this, you know, but they might check it out if it was like on Netflix or whatever. And that's where, I mean, there have been films that have been greenlit specifically because of, like, some, you know, swell of support that just kind of came out of nowhere unexpectedly because, you know, the home video release or the whatever, the digital release got amazing downloads or whatever. I don't know if it'll be amazing, but yeah, I look forward to seeing what the reaction is.
So yeah. When the DVD and all of them comes out, is that a separate tally?
Yeah, it doesn't get added. It doesn't get added to the overall, like, oh, how much it made
in the theater. That's what I thought.
But no. It's an extra incentive. It's like, oh, look, it made a bunch of money. Oh, that's extra. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and it also says, well, if we make a sequel, then obviously more people might be interested in the second one.
Wow.
Because really, like, even though TMNT, like, underperformed, really traditionally, like, a lot of, like, franchise things, once you get to a sequel, the second one often makes more, even if it's not as good, because of the familiarity.
I'm looking at these numbers, and, like, yes, TMNT underperformed a lot, but, like, compared to Power Rangers, it kicked a lot of ass, you know? Because, like, Ninja Turtles, okay, the first one had a $125 million budget, and it made $493 million.
Jeez. Now, to be fair, Power Rangers could still make a bunch of money in other territories. True. Let's be fair.
But the second Ninja Turtles movie had a $135 million budget, just a little bit more, but it only grossed $245 million. So half, but still made more than $100 million extra beyond its budget. And even with that, there's no plans for a third one.
Yeah, because to them, they're like, well, we could put our $135 million to another movie that's going to make us $500 million. Because that's the thing, right? I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, well, if it makes money, then why don't they make more? Because then it's still profit. It's like, yeah, but they want to make lots of profit, not just a little profit.
Yeah.
And that's there is some dumbness in there. It's like, well, if you've got something that works, like, keep making it. But no, they want to keep swinging for the fences.
Mm-hmm. What did people think of that second movie?
The Ninja Turtle one?
Yeah.
They liked it more than the first one. They still didn't love it, but it was better.
Huh.
Well, because that first one, I can see why it made less, because that first one was rough.
Right, yeah. Right.
Splinter found a martial arts book in the sewer. Yeah.
I had no interest.
Like, I'm, like, the biggest Ninja Turtles fan you can find, and I was just... Well, the problem, again, like we said, the first movie was April O'Neil, the movie. That's the problem.
Well, yeah.
But...
And then the second one, like, we'll do it for the fans!
It says the first one on Rotten Tomatoes had a 22, and the second one had a 38. So both worse than Power Rangers, actually.
So not as good of an opening, you're saying. And yeah. That's interesting to me. Yeah, because Power Rangers, I guess the thing is that Power Rangers had all the hype, but then, like, the first weekend did well, and then it just got slashed down because of, you know, the competition and maybe whatever word of mouth or anything like that. Because it's interesting that all the people that I watched who did like the movie, they all liked it, but they said the ending was not great because of the action. They said, why is there only, like, a 5-minute ground fight?
Yeah.
And I totally agree with that. That I mean, I liked it, of course, obviously, but the fact that when your whole movie is about morphing and then you're only really fighting in your morph form for 5 minutes, kind of a letdown.
There was a lot. Like, there's a whole nother movie on the cutting room floor. Like, legit. Like, there's like a whole, they have like a whole nother hour and 20 minutes of a movie that, like, we could get.
Honestly, all they needed to do was add that confrontation with Rita. Should have started with them morphed and actually had a fight with her morphed. That's all you really needed to add, and it would have done a lot for the action quotient of the whole thing.
And I mean,
she can still demorph them and kill Billy. Like, fine, whatever, but...
Well, but the thing is, like, their ascension to Rangerhood is only after he comes back. You can
find another way to get to that.
I mean, I would, like, just,
you can find another Jesus moment.
Yes, just, you can find a thing and a do a stuff.
Like, on this Easter Sunday.
Yes, just... Billy has risen.
He has risen indeed.
Yes. Oh my god. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness gracious.
Crown of Triceratops, horns.
I do agree that there should have been more action. But I would have cut down some of that Zord stuff and just done more Ranger-y bits. I mean, it's also a question of, like, would they have extended the running time?
Yeah, because if you have to keep it within the 2 hours, that's rough. Because I saw some review, and I know that if they had done this, they would have been crucified. But it's almost like there should have just been a long Ranger fight at the end and maybe not have Zords. But if they didn't have Zords, people would have lost their minds.
Not have... Like, I'm usually a person that, like, I could skip the Zords.
You have to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Zords are necessary.
You have to have a Zord fight. Like, that's not an option. That's not an option. Sorry.
No.
Like, there are enough toys that we bought that aren't in this movie. You better put some Zords in there.
I will say, just, like, as a viewer, just personally, I am still, even though, yes, I would have loved more action, absolutely, like, Ranger action, but, like, I am also glad that they spend so much time with the characters and, like, their interactions, and, like, it's really a character movie. It's not trying to blow stuff up every 5 minutes. There's still, this is the thing, like, there's still, like, action, like, activity, you know what I mean? Like, there's the freaking car crashes, the 50 car crashes, like, the opening sequence where there's, like, a meteor, you know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of that big, larger-than-life, crazy stuff. It's just not specifically with the main heroes in costume doing the thing that everybody sees on the posters and stuff.
Well, that's the thing, is that I think that maybe some of the audience wanted more of what they... It's interesting, right? Because, again, I've made the comparison between Power Rangers and Beauty and the Beast, where Beauty and the Beast gives you exactly what you want, nothing more, nothing less. And Power Rangers doesn't exactly give you what you want. It gives you something better, I think. But it doesn't give you exactly what you expect. And maybe some people would have wanted, oh, I want the same thing. I just want them to say, Mastodon, Pterodactyl. And it didn't have those kind of easy, crowd-pleasing moments, you know?
Mm-hmm. And yet, those are exactly the kinds of things that a lot of people would say keeps them away from power. Right. Like, and they're like, I'm not watching that crap. Like, so it's like, well, which, see, it's extremely difficult. Like, it has like this weird balancing act of like, we want to honor, you know, old school stuff and make sure everybody feels like, yes, this is the thing you remember, but also at the same time, not go so totally in on it that it like totally alienates everybody else, which is probably going to be way more people who will pay for a ticket, you know, than like the core 12 people, you know, like Power Rangers 12 biggest fans.
The core 12 people.
Oh, Chad. Man.
Oh, that's rough.
Are we part of the 12?
Of course.
No. We're not that hardcore.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
There, I feel like some fans are under the impression that, like, just Power Ranger fans alone, it, like, if they went to see the movie, like, and supported it, that would be enough, you know, to fuel the sequel.
The casuals have to love it.
Yeah.
I honestly think that, especially when the China folks are going to get their movie, that it's going to be sequel time. Like, it's just, like, because now granted, like, other places where it's opening up against Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's going to be
the teacher's going to laugh at us.
Really ridiculous.
I think in Japan? I forgot where, but, like, we talked about this before, but, like, oh my gosh, like, why? But why do you do this to us? Like, why do you make this so, like, hard?
I still say, I honestly don't think the idea of a sequel is in doubt. I think the sequel is guaranteed. I just don't think there's going to be a third one.
Like a trilogy?
No, I think the sequel is it. It would have to get, like, at least, like, 80% of what it got this time to even consider a third one, I feel like. And I think the drop-off is going to be significant.
And the budget itself, I mean, listen, $100 million budget, right? $100 million budget.
This is not season one.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. Like, I mean, most of that really, not, I want to say most of that, but a lot of that is the marketing and all these other things or whatever. So, like, the budget, if the budget comes down and, you know, they can be scrappy and still make a good movie and get it out there. That honestly, I'm not gonna lie. As much as I, you know, I want my Zio movie, y'all. But but I don't mind if, just like all these other entities, they make a couple movies, take a break.
Well, the problem is that do movie franchises work like that? Make the couple take a break?
I mean, depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah, they got to be white hot successful to, like, because I know, like, Pirates took a minute. Pirates of the Caribbean took a minute. Came back because Johnny Depp likes money, I guess. He needs to pay off him being a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
By take a break, you mean like stop and then like start over with a brand new story?
Or revamp it somehow where, you know,
it's not exactly the same thing.
Yeah, because
it's a soft reboot where it doesn't completely change everything, but it's like, if you haven't seen the others, you're pretty much fine.
Because, like, yeah, I mean, and this is for different reasons, but how many mother effing Spider-Man movies are we going to get? Okay? Like, and again, I know it's for different reasons, but it to me, like, that's just like on the opposite side where just like we just had like 5 Spider-Man movies, then we come with another 2 and now we come in with another one with another, like, how many Spider-Mans, different Spider-Man do you need, you know? So
too many Spider-Mans.
Spider-Mans.
Yep, it's the Kimmy Schmidt, got it.
Like, too many Spider-Mans. Just, it's too many. And but with Power Rangers, I think that it is possible for them to say, okay, because look at it, right? We made two, there were 2 movies made, right? 2 years apart, and then took a 20-year break. Hopefully the break is not that long.
Well, yeah, well, the Spider-Man things is that even if they kept rebooting them, they all made crazy money. Yeah. Crazy, crazy money. So if say if this one, let's just say for the sake of this argument that they don't do a sequel for this. I don't think in 3 years you're going to see a whole new version of the Power Rangers, but no. I think you'd have to wait a lot longer to come back around and try it again. Now, again, like it didn't bomb, right? It's just that it's, and I think, and I agree with Jer, especially, I think that a sequel is still totally in play as long as it does well enough in China. And I think also at the end of the day, even if there isn't a sequel, which would be unfortunate, at least we have this movie that was like legit great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what we need to do is for the sequel, we need to somehow find a way to get Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. as Tommy.
Yes.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yes, with his backwards baseball cap. That'll be great.
No, he has to be Mr. Kaplan. Come on.
Oh, boy.
He can do it.
Oh, my God.
No, he's Zed. He's Zed. Yes.
That's right. That's right, because all the famous people have to be villains or mentors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then he would have to have, like, a human form, like a fully human. And it would be, like, used throughout the movie. Like,
No. Aftershock set it up. He gets infected with Goldar dust and becomes Zed. Yes. What?
He comes to Earth in a sweet red suit. Awesome.
Yes, exactly.
Lieutenant Stone becomes Zed. What?
Oh, snap.
God. That's the thing, right? Where again, and a lot of fans are weirdly being like, oh, the movie didn't do so well. I guess it wasn't that great. It's like, no, the movie was fine. There's a lot of extenuating circumstances why a movie doesn't make as much. You know, you can talk again. You cannot put it down to one thing. Sometimes you can. Here, it's a lot of little things that build up why it may not have made as much money as it could have.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know, man. Like, y'all, I'm gonna say y'all. I just don't get how, like, it just didn't make it as, like, dude, like, can any of y'all, like, make a movie and then to date make 28 mil profit? Can anybody? Let me know.
Hey, I'm just talking about how Hollywood blockbusters like need to like crazy overperform these days to be considered successes. I think that Power Rangers did just fine, especially for the stigma that Power Rangers has always had. Just the problem is I'm trying to look at it as like a Hollywood executive type.
Yes. I look forward to the Chinese numbers. Like, China has become like one of the biggest like movie-going territories, and it's a big thing. And I mean, we joke about the Ludi Lin cut, but I mean, he was in, what was that movie? Monster Hunt?
Yeah.
Which is like the most, like the biggest film in China at the time. It came out in like 2015. It was like a huge, huge deal. So maybe that will give like an extra little boost. You know,
I'm telling you, man, Ludi Lin cut. Look, Lionsgate, come on. I know you're listening. Ludi Lin cut, let's go.
And that movie, by the way, is like this big, like CG thing. I mean, if you saw the trailer, like it does not look like what the typical person would think of as being like a great movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like I feel like their territory is so unpredictable as far as like what movies they go in for, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They seem to like big, crazy, like CG-tastic.
Oh, yeah. Here. Remember when I was trying to figure out, when does Power Rangers come out and, look, Guardians of the Galaxy come in. Guess what? Guess what country?
Yeah. Oh, no.
China!
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, new date, which is May 12th, the new date puts Power Rangers head-to-head with Warner Brothers' King Arthur Legend of the Sword, directed by that fool.
What is that?
It's a thing. on the same day. It also faces off against Disney/Marvel's holdover, The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which debuts 1 week prior on May 5th.
Okay, so they have a week.
Oh, boy.
But real, Lisa, when is Boss Baby opening in China?
You need to shut your face.
Boss Baby, the Ludi Lin cut. Let's go.
Honestly, like, it sounds like an excuse or something, but we should actually just be happy that the movie is opening there, period, because China only lets in a certain number of like American films to be screened, period.
Yeah. And I'm still quoting from Hollywood Reporter, right? China's media regulators have been known to balk at gay content on the big and small screen. Gay relationships are officially banned from broadcast television, and movies like Brokeback Mountain have been denied a release. Like Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which opened in China on March 17th, despite a fleeting gay moment, Power Rangers has gotten the official green light to run uncensored.
Which is good, yeah. Like, that alone is great.
Hell yeah.
But the question is, I wonder, now when they say uncensored, does that mean, like, are they not going to change any of the dialogue? Are they going to, like, change that scene a little bit? We'll see, right? We'll see when it actually comes out. Because they could easily, because uncensored can mean lots of things.
Her parents are just worried about the way she dresses.
They just don't like how I dress.
They don't like my flannel shirts around my waist.
So, you know, I just think, like, nowadays, man, like, Marvel is just, and Disney, they're just sucking up. Oh, and, you know, Star Wars and, like,
also, I should mention before we get too off it.
All that's Disney.
Is that Ghostbusters?
Oh, yeah, that's true. This is
Ghostbusters,
true.
Ghostbusters didn't open in China, and that's one of the reasons why it bombed as much as it did.
I thought it was because it sucked.
Hey, it was fine.
Anyways.
Shut your face.
All right, I'll take your word for it. Didn't see it.
Continue with what you were saying, sorry.
Anywho, the movie. All right. So we could talk about numbers and movies and everything. So was there anything about the movie itself, the content of the movie, that you had like some thoughts about? You was like, oh wait, I forgot to mention this in our 5-hour review.
Literally.
There were so many things, but I've sort of forgotten about that. Looking around, I got sort of tired. I mean, I know we just talked about it, but that was our first time talking about it. I got so tired of hearing other people talk about numbers. It seemed like that was like the only thing they wanted to talk about, and I was so over that. I was just like, yeah, but remember, like, the movie itself, right? The movie itself. Yeah. It's pretty good, right? Like...
Well, because because in the lead up to the movie, everybody's like, well, what are the critics saying? And then after it came out, it's like, well, how much money did it make? It's like, you guys can enjoy the movie, right? Like soak it in for a minute. Jeez.
Yeah.
Like,
nope, can't do it.
Or two or three would be okay. I feel like the conversation shifted so quickly, and it's just kind of painful because, like, even if we do get a sequel, it'll be a while, you know, before we get to the next one.
Two years minimum.
I was going to say, that's usually what it is. It's usually 2 years later if they're really trying to get one going.
Crank them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want the next however long it is before, at least before an announcement, for the conversation to be dominated by, oh, how much did it make today? Like, it's just like, there's some people like wanting to track it day by day. I'm like, oh, come on.
And then, like, then they'll talk about, well, since Tommy will be in it, it'll make more money because everybody, that's what I love when the fandom turns into experts. And they're like, well, casual people love Tommy, so it'll make more money because of that. And I'm like, you can't predict a thing. So just chill.
I just think that, and maybe you can call me a Pollyanna, whatever you want to call me. But I think that, let's say it just, you know, it's a $150. I always say $50. No, that would be sad.
$150 before.
$150 movie. You know, gets another sequel. We might not see it for a couple of years, maybe three, whatever, something like that. I just kind of feel like this is the start of something. Like, this is something where just like, oh wait, there's an audience here that they're the audience that is a little older, they already know that, just like, look, listen, we are locked in, like the fans, we locked in, right? But there are casual older fans that didn't know, and now they're aware, right? Now they're more willing to go and spread the word and say, look, listen, though, like, you know, whatever's coming up next, whether it's another movie or maybe like another TV show that might be for the older people, what's that? Like, they're more willing to say, like, no, but yo, like, they came out with that movie, though, like, we gotta check this out, or we gotta do, so, like, I don't know, for me, I just feel like this is, like, the start of something that is, that could catapult this franchise to the next level, where we're starting to get out of that stigma, because that stigma, I mean, it was real, it was real, it was deep, it was just not, it was just hard for anybody to take the show or the franchise seriously, because, oh, it's just a kid show, oh, the spandex, oh, whatever, blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, but, like, there are certain series that, like, are actually pretty decent if you get beyond the spandex, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you don't understand.
But most people can't. Most people can't.
But most people can't. And so, like, now we have something that is just, like, okay, right? Even if it just stayed where it was, like, this is, there's something in the air where it's just, like, people are ready and willing to plunk down some money to get something different. And not just for the 2-year-olds, you know, like, there's, I feel like the possibilities
are endless.
Well, here's something to compare it to with another Lionsgate film, actually, that John Wick movie that they love, is that, yes, that was like a pretty untested thing. It made a decent amount of money at the box office, like a little more than they thought, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't blow up the world or anything. But what happened was it got strong word of mouth. It did pretty well on streaming and DVD and Blu-ray and all that, and it got a lot of fans once people realized, oh, hey, this is pretty good. And then they pushed the second movie hard, and the second movie did better than the first one in theaters, from what I understand. So it could totally be the same with Power Rangers, where, you know, it sprinkles out into the system, gets on Netflix, and people are like, oh, wow, that was actually good, as so many people are saying about the movie. Then the sequel, maybe, you know, they don't make it for quite as, maybe, you know, maybe they make it for $80 million instead of $100 or whatever the hell the budget was, and boom, there you go.
Yeah. And maybe if there are foot soldiers, they don't have to be computer generated. Like, because that sort of thing is like, well, that's however many million, or, you know what I mean? Like, that's that just right there, just having putties. Like,
CGI a lot of things.
Right.
A lot.
That we're not necessarily, I mean, listen, I know, like, we don't necessarily want putty patrol, like, people in, like, the original costumes.
Yes, I want to see the zipper.
Like, but there's a way to do these things a little more cost-effective and still be cool.
And we have to also say, like, as much as we say maybe more Ranger action, that does cost money, but maybe, well, you got to have a Zord fight, right? But maybe if you focus more on the human fighting, because human fighting is cheaper, and by that I mean, you know, on the ground morph stuff, is a little cheaper than two giant computer images fighting each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, choreography's cool. We could do that for the sequel.
Just, you know what, guys? Don't even bother. Just go up to Castaic Lake, shoot bear. Have the putties do wacky little dances. Introduce the Z putties. It'll be great.
Oh, the Z putties. That'll give credence to the seriousness.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know about y'all. I think that we gonna be just fine. Like, I mean, there's Saban brands. I think, okay, yes. Does Chaim Saban want to make even more money all the time? Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Like, whatever. He wants to make them laugh and make them cry and take their money. Like,
yes, absolutely.
That's his goal. However, comma, I just think that, like, you know, I think they okay. Like, they are all right.
Yeah.
All you next movie you just need, it's the second movie, so you just need two really forced in sponsors. And that'll pay for it.
Oh my god. No. Tommy, all right, what's our next sponsor? What's our next sponsor?
How about Pepsi and United Airlines?
Okay. United Airlines. So Tommy works as a guard at United Airlines. He's introduced in the movie dragging someone off a plane.
God.
That part will have to edit out of the China release. Definitely.
Shit. And no, it's in the second movie. So what happens is that Trini's parents kick her out for being gay, and Kimberly's like, no, it's fine. Just give him a Pepsi, Trini. It's fine. That'll solve everything.
Yes. The cool, refreshing taste of Pepsi will get rid of your parents' bigotry.
Oh, God. It's like, what do you want, a Pepsi? That might actually be funny. If she just gave him the biggest side eye, like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, Trini's like, white people.
I don't understand the cool, refreshing taste of Pepsi.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, those two brands, yeah, they need a... You know what? Honestly, Pepsi is so happy right now. You don't understand? Like, they messed up, but they were just like, yo, thank you, United! Thank you!
We're in trouble.
Okay. Together we are united.
Oh my god.
Together we are hashtag united.
Yes. Fly the friendly skies and a pterodactyl. It's nice.
No, see, like the thing is that it can't even be like a big brand, because Krispy Kreme is not a big brand. Like, you have to have like a second or third rung brand that somehow catapulted to prominence for Power Rangers.
Wait, I'm sorry. Krispy Kreme is the biggest brand in my life.
Pretty damn. Come on.
Like,
for donuts.
But
donuts aren't that big.
Yeah, not for me, because Michigan's a Dunkin' Donuts state.
I mean, there's Dunkin' Donuts, and there's Tim Hortons, and it's Krispy Kreme.
Oh, that's right. We do have Timmy Hortons here, too, yeah.
So, Krispy Kreme has the best donuts, bar none. End of story.
The end.
The end. So.
Wow, you're wrong.
Wow, you are wrong!
You are so wrong.
You are wrong! Okay, which donut are you going to put as number one over Krispy Kreme?
Listen, just so you know, like, we are totally doing their job right now. Like, arguing over which is, like, the best, like, clear and saying Krispy Kreme. Yes,
don't care about your logic right now. Don't care about your logic.
So,
Jeremiah. No. Jeremiah. Oh.
Krispy Kreme is the most mass-produced, generic, bland-tasting donut.
Which donut is better than Krispy Kreme? No, I gave you three options.
Out of Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts,
and Krispy Kreme.
Gotta go with the Tim Tams.
Okay. I will allow it. I will allow it. Because, I mean, if you said Dunkin', I would have to...
No. Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme are both kind of crappy. Like, neither one of them is great. I'm not offended by which one of those two you pick over the other, because I think they're both, like, crap tier.
Dunkin' Donuts is trash! Utter... trash! Like,
can we have like a third or fourth option that's just like the local donut place that's clearly superior?
Locally, because
we're talking about mass produced, dude. Like, I'm not talking about your like frou-frou, she local, like, you know, couture, like, no, I'm not talking about that.
I was gonna say, because like all those Krispy Kremes, they sell them at Speedway all the time, but like locally here, they don't do that. They sell Sweetwater donuts.
Okay, so like, I don't know about y'all, right? But when I go and buy Krispy Kreme, I don't go to the Duane Reade and buy the box. That's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about going in the store. And then they have the little sign that says nice and hot, and it comes out of the oven. And then they give it to you. And then you pop it in your mouth, and it's wonderful and marvelous and great. You can't do that with Dunkin' Donuts. Because Dunkin' Donuts, once it comes out the oven, it's cardboard.
We're not talking about like the gas station.
I'm sorry, but Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme are both garbage.
Both
garbage.
Wow. First sucks. Now
both garbage.
So anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
So yeah, man, I'm still all right. So Lionsgate, you got to send me that check for that Tommy working for United as a guard thing. Send the check. Couple thousand, I'll take it.
Couple thousand, wow, you cheap.
Wow, yeah, wow, boy.
Well, oh, come on, it's just one idea for the movie. Come on. I'm not writing the script.
So movie things, I think just like overall, I mean, as we do more of these podcasts, like things will just pop up in my head, like, oh, by the way, this is how the movie changed my life. Oh, by the way.
Change your life.
By the way, that movie's still amazing. Like, I've had three, four weeks, still great. Mm-hmm. Are there a couple little things in there that I notice after I think about it and talk to people? Yeah, sure. But overall, still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd like for a potential Tommy to be maybe a Native American.
We joked before,
but like, yeah, it would be nice.
A Native American woman? What? What?
Tommy.
Yep. It's Tammy. Yeah.
Yep. Back to Pocahontas.
Oh snap.
See? Full circle.
Full circle. Okay. All right. Last thing we're going to talk about today. So,
Spurs.
We mentioned that earlier, like, okay, there was some ninja steel stuff that we have to discuss.
Nobody gives a crap about ninja steel.
I had a point that was sort of about ninja steel, but also about the Power Rangers movie, so maybe that's a good segue.
Yeah, sure, go for
it. I don't know. Yeah, okay, so how am I even saying this? Okay. I think a while ago, I don't know if it was before Ninja Steel came out or after, like, we saw the first episode or something, but we were talking about high school as, like, a setting for a thing, you know? And, like, I was making a point about, like, what's the reason for going to high school? Because there's a lot of, like, teen superhero stories that are set in high school, like, kids' just shows in general set in high school, Power Rangers often set in high school, but we kind of got away from it for a while, and we only came back, Dino Thunder, when it was actually, like, I don't know, like, it felt like there was a reason to go back, right? And like, we did it in a way that was cool and it was different from back in the day. Then we had Mega Force, several Sucked. Steps back. Yeah, right? And then we go to Ninja Steel and it's like, it basically was what I was dreading that it would be, which is several steps back again. Why are we in school for no reason, really? Because there's nothing happening that is school related or says anything about school or like kids or like growing up or anything like that. Not specifically, that would be like, you know, there for a reason. And then we get to the Power Rangers movie and it was like surprisingly like using that setting for something that was new and different, you know, for Power Rangers. And I felt like they used it really well. And it was like, oh, well, that's why you go back to high school. If you're going to do this thing that's like kind of old and well-worn, you know, like you're saying something different about growing up and about life, you know, as a teenager or whatever. It's yet another sort of slam or there's another negative for Ninja Steel. Is like, why are we here? What are we saying? What are we doing?
Because we need to have school dances that
people There's wear, no reason.
No, it doesn't add anything.
Like, they wear these wonderful shoes that makes them dance, but then they start smoking, and then we have to have a laugh.
Yeah, like Dino Charge had the nebulously out of high school thing that Power Rangers likes to do with some of its characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or hell, apparently wasn't Ninja Storm, they were in high school ? But like they only ever talked about it like once or twice.
Yeah.
But they were in like ninja school.
Yeah, ninja school.
Yes. But I mean they had actual school. But yeah, they were like, oh, I have homework or whatever.
But it wasn't a central thing. So you can have teenage characters that you don't have to deal with their school lives all that much. But especially when your base is in a school, yeah, it should be a big deal. And the Power Rangers movie, you're right. God, it actually had something to say about that.
Hell yeah. Like it actually used the setting properly to like bring out the characters and to bring out something about life and and did more, most importantly, talked about things and did things that the previous 7 billion episodes of the show didn't already cover. You know, like, I just don't know what Ninja Steel is doing that wasn't covered, like, in something else. And the few things that are, like, slightly different, like, what is the thing?
Galaxy Warriors.
Get pushed so far in the background, where it's just like, well, you're not delivering on any. There's like several potential themes, right? There's the ninja thing, there's the Galaxy Warriors, there's the high school, and none of them are really getting enough attention for me to be like, oh, that's cool.
Whereas the remake film that could easily have just went over the exact same ground as the show had before did something new and different.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, part of that is that it is a PG-13 movie and they can go a little deeper than the show could. Although the show could go as deep as it wanted as long as it handled it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you, relative to the age range that they're going for, they certainly could have... Oh, they could have done so much more. Not... Ugh, God.
Yeah, like, for the show, they'd have to spell it out a little bit more and have a little bit of a clearer moral, but they could still go deeper.
Absolutely.
That's like, yo, Wasp with a Heart. Come on, guys. The show's been deep before. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Well, look, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to, I guess, transition a little bit to the news, if you wanted to go for that, where I was just going to say, yeah, and that's the thing where people are just going to now, even if the show sucks, they'll be like, but wait, now we can, much like how people are focused on the numbers for the movie, they'd be like, but now we can focus on these people maybe possibly coming back, ?
Yeah. I was going to do a different segue. That was a little bit, but that's okay. So
thank you for judging my segue, Lisa. Thanks.
Oh, man. You just got shut down.
I want to know what your segue was.
Because, you know, it was something about somebody said something and I was going to tackle on that and it's fine. Seamus, great job.
Wow. Okay.
Way to ruin it.
Really sincere.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go off in angst in a barn somewhere, then I'm going to get infected by gold dust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never appreciated. So yes, there are rumors about these parts. And so the Toku Nation brought it up, and it was from that hashtag show that there may be some things being done for the 25th anniversary, because next season is Ninja Steel season again, and it's going to be the 25th. You know, we have to do some things. Mm-hmm. So... here is where they are rumoring some names coming back.
Rumoring.
They are rumoring some names.
Rumoring, yeah.
Coming back. Jason David Frank.
Of course.
Catherine Sutherland.
I can dig it.
Johnny Umbash.
Eh.
Nakia Barise.
All right.
Pua Magasiva.
Yes!
Hey, you got that ninja in there.
Sally Martin.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Jason Font.
Yeah.
Aaron Cahill.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nick Sampson.
Eh.
Okay. So, those were the rumored names coming back for some type of 25th anniversary, who's he, what's it, okay? Then there's been some updates, right? So, let's see. I think the Toku Nation was saying that... okay, well, one... so, this is on somebody's... I think this is on either Toku Nation's Instagram or something. I don't know. I forget whose Instagram. But they were like, oh, you know, this on Instagram. They mentioned the article that they did about blah. And then people were like, yeah, it was for that hashtag show. And then Jason Font replies, that's it. That's all he does. That's all his reply is. Mm. Then the Toku Nation says something about, let me try to find an Aaron Cahill thing, about how Aaron Cahill will not be able to go back to do the thing or whatever, or something like that. That's what they're hearing. So, really and truly, these rumors. Now, if you now look, that hashtag show, I didn't watch the video. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't see the video. I didn't do my due diligence. I'm such a horrible person. But what do you? I mean, they're gonna do something for the 25th anniversary, right?
Do they have to?
So. You might have noticed I didn't make any noises, like, really, when you were listing off the names of the people. It's not because I didn't like any of those people. It was because, to be honest, considering what Ninja Steel is so far, I don't really want to see anyone.
I know. That's the thing. It. That's the other thing. Ninja Steel is so bad.
Yeah, because if you compare it to, say, like, when Super Mega Force did their legendary battle, yeah, okay, it was nice to see Selwyn Ward and Patricia Jolly for, like, a second.
Yeah.
It was nice to see Carter and Dana. It was nice to see those people, but none of them did anything.
No. Leave the memories alone.
And they're in Megaforce. That's just, I mean, like, or the, yeah. You know, like, there's not, why is it?
It's like how everybody who watched Megaforce was thinking it would suddenly get better during Super Megaforce. It's like, shut up. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
I'd be happy to have many of these people. Like, these are, like, some of, like, my favorites, period. Like, and I don't want to see them in
Ninja Steel. Just getting any Ninja Storm back is awesome in theory, but if you're just going to do nothing with them, then what's the point?
Again, rumor, we don't know if this is even for real or not for play. We don't know if this was for real, like, what kind of capacity that they would use these people for. We don't know. We don't know. Like, and
like, if you're gonna get Ninja Storm back and do nothing with them, get Hunter. Because
anyways, shut him.
So don't ruin Shane and Tori.
Also, where's Dustin? You gonna get two of the three? Really?
Well, see, the thing is, those two are local.
Yeah.
And so is Nick Samson, actually.
Yeah, besides, right. Ninja Steel is just a comic book. It's not real life. It's fine. Dustin. So Dustin could be there.
Oh, Dustin.
No, yeah. Dustin's great. Glenn McMillan's awesome. So,
but yeah, so, like, I mean, you know, I'm reading the rest of the thread on the Ranger boards. And some people were saying, like, yeah, like, the hashtag show folks, they were presenting this as spoilers and not a rumor. As if they were very certain that these people were coming back. So,
I know nothing about this hashtag show.
What is it? It's a show.
Is it, like, legit?
Yeah, it's a legit thing. They've broken a few things before.
Yeah, and they've interviewed a bunch of Power Rangers before and stuff like that. They do a smorgasbord of like pop culture.
Geekery. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I, my thing is, if this is true, like, I don't want them to it's Ninja Steel, though. Like, I can't even go down this road of maybe they make it better, because I can't
you can't see those first eight episodes, like, that first eight episodes, there's not going to be no jump in quality. All right, it's just not going to happen. All right, like, maybe they'll luck out and have a good episode here and there, or maybe we'll make up a good episode based on what we see.
Maybe this will be the one.
No, we can't do this anymore. We've talked about this many times.
Yeah, this is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having, no, see, what I want to talk about, and I was telling you about this before the show, is that, all right, actors, when you're, okay, look, I don't know what the contract is for when you might be coming back or you might be asked. I know you're at a convention every other week or something, and you want something new to say, and fans are going to ask you. I get it. If this is just me, if I was running this show, I would be telling people, yo, don't tell anybody. Don't make no, like, you know, little side remarks, no hmms or anything like that. No, you say categorically not happening until it eventually leaks
out. It's happening until it's happening.
Hashtag not happening. Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to either deny it or just say nothing. Don't do this like little whatever thing, actors. Look, again, I know they're not meaning anything bad by it. I understand. But it's like, again, maybe the legendary battle would have been slightly better if JDF hadn't spoiled pretty much the whole thing through all of his posting about it, you know?
You mean a picture of it?
Well, no, he was posting his little videos of going around. He showed, like, parts of the fight off or, like, okay, parts of, like, the big lineup.
First of all, I'm going to totally and highly disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
When that first picture, and I'm not talking about all the videos, when that first picture came out, I was done. My life was over. I died. Then I came back to life. Died again. Came back to
life. In a good way?
In a good way! I was just like, this!
She has risen.
She's risen.
My life!
Yes.
My life! Like, and we, I don't know where I was. I don't know if I had to go to work the next day. I don't know if I had a job. I don't remember. I don't remember, man. It was my life. That was amazing. Just to see the different people and then you just saw pictures. It was just great. Like, it was a great moment, okay? So I can't lie and be like, well, you know, he gave away too much of the blah, 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 blah. Because I ate it all up. Ate it all up. And yes, was it like so early to the point where that, like, by the time we got to the actual show, you're just like, well, maybe I know everything already. Probably, maybe, but still, I would not take that back. Like, if that were to happen again, I'd do it all again.
The thing is, things like this are what make certain people who might be on the fence want to keep watching when they would have just given up.
I'm gonna just make a prediction, not based on anything, that maybe someone in production has seen the negative fan reaction and put this out to the world so people would keep watching. That's just a guess, not based on anything, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Even if it's 100% real, I feel like it has the same effect for some people anyway. Of like, well, yeah, Ninja Steel might not be good, but hey, it's going to end with this, this, and that, you know.
Yeah, or, you know, there's something to look forward to. Jason Fong with his though. Like, what's that though? You know
what I'm saying? Don't play that game. Don't play that game. Stop it. See, again, it's at the end of the day, it's like when, with the movie suits and all that, everyone was posting behind the scenes photos and nonsense like that. It's like, no. I want to see the nice official photo before we start seeing all these like teases and nonsense like that. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, as much as I enjoy learning about behind the scenes stuff, I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to hear any of that.
And I'm the total opposite when it comes to the TV show. I want to hear all of that.
Like, after the show is out, I want to hear about it. Like, I don't want to hear about it during.
When it's a movie, I'm just like, eh. I don't want to know. But when it's a TV show, I'm like, I need all of it. Everything.
Well, it's interesting if you look at how people were spoiling, if you compare how people were spoiling Super Megaforce and how they were spoiling I think it was Samurai or something, or no, it was Super Megaforce and Dino Charge. See, people cared about Dino Charge.
Yes.
So when people were posting Dino Charge spoilers, everybody was like, no, don't put it out in the public. I don't want to know. But with Super Megaforce, everybody's like, yeah, I don't care.
This is true.
Give me all the spoilers. So Super Ninja Steel, yeah, like maybe if I cared about the season, I would be like, don't show me this. But now I'm like, well, I don't care, so I'll just look at it, and I still won't care.
Yeah. So look, man. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, listen. If there is like a picture, because you know, if there is a big picture that shows like, oh, dang, it's Catherine Sutherland standing next to
Pua.
And, you know, whatever, and it's like, I know so many people will be losing their minds, excited and happy, and I hate saying this because it just sounds so like opposite of what I feel like normally I would be about this kind of thing, but I would in a way be sort of disappointed, not because it's them doing that, because that's awesome, like, you know, them being together and them, you know, that's a thing, but because it is Ninja Steel and because I'm not really into this, and I just feel like if they're gonna do this, why couldn't you have done it at a different time when they were, hey, when the quality of the show was equal to Dino Charge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Year one Dino Charge. Like, I would have been like, yes.
Hyped.
Yes. Yeah, like, that would have been the time for me to be like everybody else, to be like, oh, snap, you're bringing this person and that person and that person? What? Let's do this, you know?
Like, can you imagine if during season one of Dino Charge they said, yeah, we're doing great Dino War. We're getting some MMPRs and Dino Thunder back. Everybody would have lost their minds.
Yep, that was the time to do it.
So, is it like anytime there's like an anniversary season, like you're like, hey, let's have a season that's not great.
Like, oh my god, every anniversary.
They're making, like, it's amazing because I'm starting to pine for Once a Ranger at this point in time. Every anniversary has gotten worse. Like,
Once a Ranger had its heart in the right place. It was not a great thing, but it was something.
Well, and the five they assembled was like a great five.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic group to get, like, if someone literally said, okay, you need different colors, one from each of the last 4 years, and then an original, like, that might be a team I would pick.
There they are. Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic. And now we got, hey, Melody Perkins looked like Astronomer for a second.
Okay. Is that the thing, right? And but again, a lot of people will see this, and just because there's old Rangers in it, they'll be like, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Same people who read Power Rangers Pink, and they're like, it's about a girl, so it's great.
Yes. And now we're at the point where we're just Blitz new cameoing, and it's not great.
And also, part of the rumor, whatever, is that the problem with it is that they were saying that it's like, oh, and they might be in more than just one episode. I'm like, what?
Really? That's the rumor?
Yeah, you didn't hear part of that?
What?
You just looked at the list, did you? You didn't read any of the text around it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They said there might be more like the whole, like, the Casey episode, where he's actually,
what?
Like, doing stuff.
So, go Kyger, basically.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the two-part Hurricaneer
maybe
they might actually have some influence on
the story. Events.
Yes,
but if they're bringing them all down all at once, now again, I don't know how they're staggering it, or maybe some of the New Zealand people have already done their thing and we just don't know about it. They might like drop them in.
Wait a minute. Nick Samson was seen with the new people.
Yep,
and
when
Samson was seen before, we have pictures. We have pictures of Nick Samson.
But by the way, he has voiced characters on the show for years. Just putting it out there. Just, you know, for the...
I'm just saying this looks like a thing. I don't know, but hey.
But again, okay, it's right. Like, do you want to, like, imagine, like, episode 13 of Ninja Steel is like, yo, Mystic Force Yellow is here, but he's also making a fart joke. Oh no, Chip farts.
Can you wait? Hold up. All right. I'm counting this list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Think about it. Super Ninja Steel, right? We already got our first 8, whatever, you know, we got the next, how many, 20 something. What if each episode up to the finale, yo, had like a cameo, son? Oh, snap!
Yeah,
this is how they reel us back in, though. This is how they reel us back in. They reel us back in by Super Ninja Steel having a cameo in each episode.
I have more faith in your idea that the Power Rangers movie is going to take off and have many sequels than I do in that.
And then the finale has all these cameos.
Well, here's the thing, right? Is that now here's the thing of it. If the finale has all these cameos, because this is also the problem with Legendary What Battle, whatever. The problem when you have all these cameos is, well, as much as we don't like the Ninja Steel story, it also does need to end at some point. You know what I mean? Like, so are you going to get, like, look, again, I don't like Ninja Steel's story, okay? Of course I don't. Obviously, anybody who's listened to this knows I don't care. But the thing is that, like, what, so are you just going to give up your whole finale just to cameos and say, eh,
I mean, we could.
F these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we could, I mean, at this point.
Why didn't you say Johnny Young Bosch is the world's greatest ninja? I would believe that.
Right, though. That would have been great.
That would have worked.
I'm just saying, narratively, to, like, completely give it over to, like, a whole group of other people and just your main characters don't do anything, not so great.
You know what? Don't mind. At this point, do not mind. This would be better. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are they doing now?
Yeah.
They're on our screen.
Do something cool, like have Calvin and Haley talk, you know, team up with Adam and Tanya. And be like couples.
And be like, yeah, and like Adam and Tanya are like, yeah, we got together.
Yeah. What? Interracial couples, yeah.
Interracial couple force. Let's go.
Yes.
Interracial couple force. Wow. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if all the couples got together and fought? Oh my gosh. So it would be Tommy and Catherine. It would be Adam and Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Haley and Coulda. And poor Trent Aaron and Cahill and Jason Fall.
See, also that's the thing. How many Zios you got on that team?
Okay. I was not going to say anything.
Oh my gosh, the Zios.
The Zio, but there's no Steve on there, so I'm okay.
Well, then it's perfect.
No, because like if Steve was on that list, I'd be like, son, dude, if Austin goes back, I get my CO people, and they can just take over the whole show. And then we're
And you'll notice there's 9 on the list. I mean, come on, you have to round it out, right?
This is true. If you really want to really come on, add an extra, so you got to go to 11. You got to go to 11.
One of the triplets. Pick one.
Go 11 now.
See, now if Aaron Cahill's not coming, you got a slot or two to fill.
This is what I'm saying. We got to put somebody in a slot, though. You know what? You're most tight. Oh. Okay,
and then what happens is that you have all the Zio people there, and then like half of them just do Ninja Ranger power now. Whoops.
Ooh.
Stop. Anyway.
See, that's the kind of faith that I don't have in Ninja Steel. Where it'd be like, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if it? No.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
See, that's the thing, right? Lisa, man, don't hype yourself for this, man. Yeah. Don't do it.
Wes will show up and he'll completely forget that he was part of like the Silver Guardians or any of like it'll just be like stuff that makes no sense.
Yeah, like Wes will show up and he'll be in the Silver Guardian outfit, but he'll have the regular cap instead of the red beret. It'll be stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just forget.
I mean, I'm showing enthusiasm and hype for entertainment. I mean, I'm not dumb.
Never living up to expectations, Ninja Steel.
I mean, like,
Super Ninja Steel.
I know what we're getting. Like, I know, like, yeah, the expectations are so low.
Okay. I want everybody to call it right now. Better or worse than Legendary Battle?
It's hard to be worse.
It is. I think.
I mean, I'll bet you anything that their thought is we're gonna outdo this mess.
And I think they could be, I think, and I'm being honest, I think that they would be able to do better because the Megaforce debacle, really. I mean, yes, we got a couple of cool scenes and whatever, but like, it was like from the letter to like, every how, which way they handled, like, it was not great. So I think that they realize that if it's not better, people are gonna have torches and pistols. Like, they literally are gonna come for them. Like, it's not gonna be a joke. Like, it really is not gonna be a joke. They have to do better. So I think they're gonna do better.
Yeah, at least with contacting the cast, supposedly, at least from what we know, they've done better. Because, you know, you're not sending out 50,000 emails.
Dear Power Ranger. Like,
I think the better question is, like, in what way are they going to destroy fans' brains when it comes to, like, canon and continuity?
Oh, no, you already know something's going to get messed up.
Like,
somebody. I mean,
like, is, like, Wes going to show up with, like, a thumb drive that has the entirety of the Morphin Grid on it?
What? Like, we already in Judd Lynn territory. Like, you already know that continuity ain't. It ain't. Like, he will just time travel that mess. Like, what?
Like, Pua is the long lost brother.
He's Aiden.
Like, straight up, Pua is Aiden. And Sally is there as Tori, but they just don't mention Shane. Like, he's just not a thing.
No, see. Sally Martin is Tori, and she morphs into the Blue Ninja Storm Ranger. But Pua shows up, and he's like, "All right, red alien powers, let's go."
No.
Yeah, he's like, "My name's Orko." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, but hey, look, we're talking about it, right? We are having jovial conversations about the show instead of wanting to, like, pull our hair out.
Because remember, our version of the show is better than the real show.
Yeah.
But even still, like, this is something that has perked us up a little bit. You know, like, instead of, like, talking about the same old...
That's right, fans. Mm-hmm. But see, what you know what it is out there, fans? You're just getting tricked again. Just getting tricked. You think it's good, could be okay. Well, and then look, all your hopes.
I mean, when do you guys think we'll find out if this is real or not?
Within the next 2 months. Because yeah, they'll be filming.
They'll be filming and something will get out.
This is true. This is true.
JDF's cameo is going to be as Red Turbo Ranger.
See, here's my thing. If I recall, they sent out the letters around April when Super Mega Force, so this was back in 2013? 13? Yeah, 13. And they were shooting it around May and June. So that's probably around the time that we'll get it this time as well.
All right, so we've got a couple of months till we find out if this is for real, real, for play, or if they really kind of, like, you know, sign some NDAs. Thanks.
We'll watch some actor, Jason Font, will have a meet and greet, and he'll give away the plot, and then we'll overanalyze that, because that's exactly what happened last time.
Yo, Jason Font's the key. He's the key. What's going on? If this is, you know, this is the thing. But, I mean, he did say, See, this is the thing, man. You can't just say,
See, they should just not comment on that kind of stuff. Just don't say anything.
Just why you gotta say, You know who say, Black girls. That's who say,
What? I didn't know you had ownership of that.
I mean, we got something to say, but we can't say.
You know, that's the thing, right? Where it's the I'm not gonna, whatever. It's like when someone says no comment, that is a comment.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, you say, what are you saying, Paul? All right. All right. It is late for me.
We have exhausted all of the rumors.
The rumors, all the things.
Don't get tricked, fans.
We don't know if it's Chuma. We don't know if it's a full-on Chuma, right? It's just the rumor right now. So, just remember.
All I know is that I don't have to wait for any cameos on Q Ranger because Q Ranger is already great. So.
Yes. Love you, Q Ranger. And I love you, X8 again.
Oh, look at the top. Well, X8. Everybody should be watching the X8.
X8 is good.
Yeah, I hit episode 25 the other day. It was hype.
Right? So. I told you we're getting to stuff.
So.
It only took half the show. That's not half the show.
You know what? Yeah, it's not.
Listen, there was some groundwork. Exactly. You know?
But time, y'all. Ooh, look at the time.
We can review those later, right?
And yeah. Yes, later. Not now. Look at the time. So.
Hold on, I need socks.
What?
Random.
Okay.
It is 80 degrees here. It is 80 degrees.
That's warm.
It is 80 degrees. And he's talking about socks.
Why? My tootsies are cold.
Strictly what?
Yeah, like
I took a shower like a half hour ago, so I only had shorts on. And
okay, sure.
So now I need socks.
What's the temperature over there?
Hold on, let me look at my phone. It is 53.
Wow.
It was 61 earlier.
It's got a heat wave.
Tuesday says 71.
There's no socks. There's no socks. In fact, I was just like, socks, get away from me. It's really cold. Oh, it's really hot.
See, now I'm gonna take off my socks. Now you guys are talking about this.
Oh boy. All right, we're stripping now.
Never wearing socks.
Like, all right.
Like in the house, you know.
Like, yeah. Well, I don't wear socks in the house unless like it is freezing.
Right.
I was out walking earlier. I didn't take them off.
Like it has to be legit. Yes. I would have to fight. I'm just like, I'm not wearing socks.
Yes, I'm not doing it.
In the winter time, I go to bed with socks and literally that's it.
Little TMI.
Wait, only socks?
Only socks. Absolutely nothing else.
What's wrong with you?
What?
That's an image.
Wait, in the winter? You don't wear a sweater to bed or something?
No, I can't wear a top. I hate wearing tops to sleep in general just because it's constricting.
What?
Like you're being strangled. Like you're being strangled.
Size like three times bigger than you. Whatever, that's what sleeping clothes are for.
No. No, it's weird.
No. You know what sleeping clothes are, Jared? They're the old T-shirt that you got for free that you would never wear outside.
No, you don't wear tops.
No.
And you only wear shorts. No.
I often don't wear tops.
Thank you. This is the rule. No tops and only bottoms if company is over.
But listen. Okay. Wow. There's so many jokes I want to make right now. But I'm not. First of all, Tristan is in a warmer climate, so I would understand why, you know, tops would be optional. However, you are in a colder climate where
it gets to like snow
and things. Yeah. And so therefore I find this whole conversation hilarious where he just says socks only. I am dying.
You can handle it?
If it's like the winter and it's like, I'm like socks only, I'll put on like three blankets.
Let me tell you something. Then I will still turn on the fan. Jeremiah, if you are with a lady friend and you guys are going and doing your thing, if you are wearing socks only.
Socks are not
sexy. Get out.
Socks are never sexy.
Get out.
Would you bring that girl home after two dates like we talked about before?
Uh-huh.
Take off your socks.
Listen. I have done that. Taking my socks off. Time to go to bed. Socks go back on.
Oh my gosh.
God, what is wrong with you?
Socks back on.
Permission. Man, you know a guy.
Permission to add this to the bloopers.
You
permission.
Need to
permission.
Do.
Yes.
100%.
Because I need the rest of society to confirm that I am in the right here.